Jason Halleck. Great. You ever seen Spencer Tracy in that movie about the monkey trial? You must have. Fuck you, Billy said and got up. Hopley sighed. Sit down. Billy Halleck stood uncertainly, realizing that part of him wanted to use his anger for its own less than noble purposes. That part wanted to get him out of here in a manufactured huff, simply because that dark, slumped shape in the Eames chair scared him shitless.
Don't be such a sanctimonious prick, Hopley said. Sit down, for Christ's sake.
Billy sat down, aware that his mouth was dry and that there were small muscles in his thighs which were jumping and dancing uncontrollably.
Have it the way you like it, Halleck. I'm more like you than you think. I don't give a fart and a high wind for the postmortems either. You were right. I didn't think, I just did it. They weren't the first bunch of drifters I ever busted out of town, and I've done other little cosmetic jobs when some hot shit townie got involved in a mess. Of course, I couldn't do anything if the townie in question made the mess outside the Fairview town limits. But you'd be surprised how many of our leading lights never learned that you don't shit where you eat. Or maybe you wouldn't be surprised.
Hopley uttered a gasping, wheezy laugh that made goosebumps rise on Billy's arms.
All part of the service. If nothing had happened, none of us, you, me, Rossington, would even remember those gypsies ever existed by now.
Billy opened his mouth to utter a hot denial, to tell Hopley that he would remember the sick double thud he'd heard for the rest of his life. And then he remembered the 4 days at Mohonk with Heidi, the two of them laughing together, eating like horses, hiking, making love every night, and sometimes in the afternoons. How long had that been after it happened? 2 weeks? He closed his mouth again.
What's happened has happened. The only reason I let you in at all was that it's good to know someone else believes this is happening, no matter how insane it is. Or maybe I just let you in because I'm lonely. And I'm scared, Halleck. Very scared. Extremely scared. Are you scared?
Yes, Billy said simply.
You know what scares me the most? I can live like this for quite a while. That scares me. Mrs. Kalaji does my grocery shopping, and she comes in twice a week to clean and do the washing. I've got the TV, and I like to read. My investments have done very well over the years, and if I'm moderately frugal, I could probably go on indefinitely. And just how much temptation to spend does a man in my position have, anyway? Am I going to buy a yacht, Halleck? Maybe charter a Lear and fly to Monte Carlo with my honey to watch the Grand Prix race there next month? What do you think? How many parties do you think I'd be welcome at, now that my whole face is sliding off?
Billy shook his head numbly.
So, I could live here and it would just go on, like it's going on right now, every day and every night. And that scares me. Because it's wrong to go on living like this. Every day I don't commit suicide. Every day I just sit here in the dark watching game shows and sitcoms. That old gypsy fuck is laughing at me.
When did he
touch me? Just about 5 weeks ago, if it matters. I went up to Milford to see my mother and father. I took them out to lunch. I had a few beers before and a few more during the meal and decided to use the men's room before we left. The door was locked. I waited. It opened, and he came out. Old geezer with a rotted nose. He touched my cheek and said something.
What?
I didn't hear it, Hopley said. Just then, someone in the kitchen dropped a whole stack of plates on the floor, but I didn't really have to hear it. All I've got to do is look in the mirror.
You probably don't know if they were camped in Milford.
As a matter of fact, I checked that out with the Milford PD the next day, Hopley said. call it professional curiosity. I recognize the old Jip. No way you're going to forget a face like that, you know what I mean?
Yes, Billy said.
They had been camped on a farm in East Milford for 4 days. Same sort of deal as the one they had with that hemorrhoid arm caster. The cop I talked to said he'd been keeping pretty close tabs on them and that they appeared to have moved on just that morning.
After the old man touched you.
Right.
Do you think he knew you were going to be there in that particular restaurant?
I never took my folks there before,
Hopley said.
It was an old place that had just been renovated. Usually we go to a Dago place way on the other side of town. It was my mother's idea. She wanted to see what they did to the rugs or the paneling or something. You know how women are.
You didn't answer my question. Do you think he knew you were going to be there? There was a long, considering silence from the slumped shape in the Eames chair.
Yes,